This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Yeah.
Gentlemen, Paul Joseph Washington takes over to T-minus 6 minutes. We got some good news for you on the surface, but probably some bad news right under the surface. I don't give out false hope, at least not consciously. I made mistakes. This is just breaking. You just had the press conference. Owen Schroyer just ran in here. The rest of my crew did. Texas governor lifts mask order, says businesses can open 100%. The problem is when they turn the PCR test up again or say there's a new variant, they're going to clamp it right down. They've already done this in Italy and Australia and other areas. The Texas governor lifts mask order, says businesses can open 100%. It is now time for Texas to open 100%, Abbott said. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open at 100% capacity. And no mask, but you watch, they're going to keep virtue signaling their asses off, and blue cities are. Let's get Owen Schroyer's take on this breaking news. He'll be live in 59 minutes with the War Room, Owen.
Well, I'm really curious to see what the response to this is like just amongst civilization. What are Texans going to do? Are Texans going to take off the mask? Are they finally going to say? And I will say this too, Alex. Other states need to look at this, and people just need to start taking off the mask, because this is the key that you're talking about here. If the government is the one that decides when we can take off the mask, then that's them even reasserting their right to put it on our face to begin with.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Well, I'll tell you this. DeSantis and Noem of South Dakota led the charge. They are the leaders. They took action, not the governor of Texas. He did this under incredible pressure.
Alex, what happened was, Governor Abbott of Texas was talking to DeSantis and Noem, and they were telling him, no, you should do this, you should do this. And I think they kind of convinced him. And then Adler was in his ear, as well as the mayor of San Antonio. And Adler has already come out and made a statement against this opening. He says we should continue to wear 2 masks, 3 masks, 10 masks if we have to.
Adler's a police piece of filth.
Just
well, let's
for
get
us.
The armored vehicle after your show and go bullhorn Adler then.
Yeah, he's down at the W.
Where he's insulated.
Are you getting in the truck?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there in the truck. Hey, but this is a big deal. We have forced the governor to start exposing the hoax, but he should do like Noem. He should do like DeSantis and basically expose the whole thing as a hoax. What do you think?
Well, he's saying, oh, look, we've been vaccinated. The hospital numbers are down. The hospitals were never overcrowded. We've still seen no footage of or any evidence or proof of that, aside from whatever they're running on TV with the rest of their fake numbers. So I think that he's feeling good.
Hey, look,
like,
as soon
oh, I'm
as
a leader.
Said it, no one's wearing the stupid mask anymore.
Yeah, he's feeling good. Like, oh, I'm a leader. I'm stepping up. And we'll see. Again, that's what I'm really curious about here, Alex. How is civilization going to respond? Are they going to really take off the mask, stop living in fear? I mean, what is that interaction
going to
be like?
Oh, we're
going
to have to go out and point this out. Listen, I went into business this morning because I'm going to get artificial vitamin D3. I went in the tanning bed, and this lady's like, oh, my God, oh. You're Alex Jones. I mean, it was like they were all awake, and I'm like, there was dudes in there. And they're like, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't wear masks. I'm like, stop wearing them. And they still wouldn't pull them off, even though I'm in the business saying take them off. So it's just insane.
Well, and I think this is this is good timing for Texas, because I think now people that were wearing the mask to virtue signal against Trump are kind of over that. So they're ready to take off the mask, too. I've noticed that it's been a lot less strict walking around in Austin without a mask. A lot of less people hassling me when I'm walking into stores and the gym. So it's just good, Alex. I mean, I know that they're going to take it back on and everything, but I just want to see something new. You know, I'm sick of Groundhog Day.
No, I agree, but while we go out, we got to point out, hey, they just took the pressure off. It's going to come back on. Great point. All right, Owen Schroyer in about 56 minutes. He will be live with the War Room, which they hate you promoting. They hate you telling folks about. They absolutely hate it. And they hate Paul Joseph Watson. And so if Paul wants the clip, we've got the press conference of him announcing this. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in just one moment. Please, listeners, thank you for your word of mouth. That's how we override the censors. We're going to win this together. It's a great process, but please tell folks about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band Up Video. And please, Get your high-quality storable foods while you still can with free shipping. It's going to end this Saturday at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Takes a lot of money to fund this operation. I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in 60 seconds. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K, that are both essential, are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taking it under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on the Summit News Hour, where I'm beside myself with anticipation about the fact that on Monday, in just 6 days' time, the government has deigned it in our best interests, and we're so grateful to them, so, so grateful, that we will be able to meet, according to the government, and this is still subject to change, they could change it at any moment, but we may be able to meet one other person on a park bench to have a cup of coffee from Monday. I can't describe the excitement that's tingling through my veins at this moment. Now, as of every weekend here in the UK, we have videos, multiple videos of people being harassed by police for basically walking too far away from their home. If they go more than 2 miles from their home, in some cases, they're accosted, harassed, in some cases arrested and strip searched in one case by police. Of course, we have record UK knife crime, and in fact, we've got another update on that. We have the police saying they can't respond to burglaries. What they can respond to is so-called hate crime. Of course, we had a story a few days ago about police in Merseyside with a big truck with an electronic billboard on the side, stood menacingly next to it, three police officers, basically saying that insulting somebody, being offensive, is an offence. Of course, they later had to come out a couple of days later on Twitter and actually admit that, no, being offensive is not an offence. The definition of a hate crime has to be a crime in the first place, and then if it's aggravated by bigotry or racism or whatever, then it becomes a hate crime. But it has to be a hate crime in the first place to be a hate crime. Apparently, police forces across the country don't recognize that basic fact, or at least they're being told to do the opposite. And now we have another headline. We have this headline every single Monday morning here in the UK at this point. Videos, police harass people for walking, sitting, as Chief admits, we've had enough. This is not policeable. Police in the UK were filmed, once again, harassing people on the streets and beaches again this past weekend merely for walking or sitting down. Bear in mind that we've been told as of last week that all the lockdown restrictions will not even be lifted for over 3 months, in fact, for nearly 4 months. Maybe in about 6 weeks' time, they may allow us to sit outside a pub, and maybe in about 2 months, 2.5 months' time, they may allow us to go on holiday. Imagine that, the government allowing us to take a little trip. But you see some of the footage here at a protest in London, people being dragged to the ground once again. Bear in mind we have giant stabbings all over London every single Saturday night. Police noticeably absent at those incidents. But if you go out in a park and you hold up a sign, well, they'll be right on you. An incident in London was captured as a woman remonstrated with cops after they attempted to stop her for getting a coffee near to where she lives. This is a 2-minute clip and it's embedded in this article which I posted. Basically, a woman who lives in Battersea, which is where I live in London, crossed the bridge over the Thames to go and buy a coffee It's literally less than 2 miles away from where she lives, as she says in the clip, and she's immediately surrounded by three or four police officers who harass her, demand to know her name, demand to know what she's doing. This is basically par for the course every single weekend now. And people who think it's going to end on June 26th or whenever the government said it would end, well, they're going to be in for a rude awakening, because as we know, they're going to do climate lockdowns, they're going to have new variants, they're going to do rolling lockdowns, they're going to bring it back. Intimations last week that if we have a particularly bad flu season, they're going to bring back the mask mandates, the social distancing. Every single winter, people think this is going to end, given the precedent we've allowed them to create. In a few months' time, I've got another thing coming. Article continues, police were patrolling London all weekend, interrogating and fining anyone they found to be sitting down for too long. That's right. This is the one freedom they're giving us back in 6 days' time. We can sit down. Or having strayed too far away from where they live. So there's a clip of police officers in Tower Bridge, East London, walking around, harassing people who are sitting on concrete benches, basically, demanding to know who they are, where they live. There's some people attempted to go for a walk on a beach. A walk on a beach? It's not very communitarian, is it? Police were there to check papers and ensure they hadn't come from out of the immediate area. And then there was another anti-lockdown protest in Bishop's Park where police made arrests. That's the video you saw of the woman being dragged to the ground. It's become a familiar sight in the UK and has been going on for months. Yet even police themselves are sick of it. Quote, police don't want to police this. We have had enough of this. It's not policeable. It's not manageable. So said Ken Marsh, the chairman of the Metropolitan Police Federation, according to The Telegraph. I mean, it doesn't really stop them from dragging women to the floor and twisting their arms behind their backs, does it? But apparently some of them aren't happy about it, the police. Maybe they could be more lenient. Marsh added that police do not want to put themselves at risk when they have to break distancing restrictions to question and arrest people. All right, so that's the actual reason. They think they're going to get COVID. Says we have to break COVID legislation every day of the week. I mean, that's the fact. They have to get up in people's faces and arrest them. He said, adding, what if I turn around and say to my 32,000 members, adhere totally to COVID legislation? And we've seen other clips of police cars just stopping randomly in the street as people are walking down the street. By the way, the government still allows us to go for a walk once a day. Thank you, big brother. But even that's not good enough. There's clips of people getting stopped in the street. And again, when they fail to identify, that's when they start getting into trouble. Even though it's not a legal requirement to identify when you haven't or not suspected of committing a serious crime. He continued, the police chief, that is not what we want, but if we have to do that to protect my colleagues, I will do that. Ministers are just not listening. And this is going to go on for another 3 months because the government is so paranoid over these polls. And whether these polls are made up, whether they're just phoning up, you know, 75, 80-year-old people on landline phones, I don't know. But there was literally a poll last week which said, should school children wear masks? Not just in school, in the playground, wherever, but in lessons itself. And it was like 82% said yes, which has led to some people on the lockdown skeptic side completely giving up, like Peter Hitchens did the other day. Then we had this headline out of Summit News. Man arrested claims he was strip searched for going for a walk too far from home. This was a couple in Wales who went to for a walk to their nearest beach. Not everyone lives right by the beach, so they, God forbid, the absolute criminals drove a couple of miles to the beach. They had a walk. They were both suffering mental health issues as a result of lockdown. They just lost a couple of family members. In fact, there's a quote from the victim here. He says, my family was struggling with many issues that are sourced in the constant lockdowns and homeschooling. On top of that came personal family problems which we faced in the last months. They include the very serious illness of my wife's brother and death of close relatives. This was actually an immigrant couple from Poland, but that identity politics veil didn't protect them. They came back to the parking lot near this beach and noticed that the police were handing out tickets interrogating people. And as soon as this individual refused to identify himself because he was being harassed for doing nothing, and it's not a legal requirement to do that in Wales, he was handcuffed, he was taken to a police car, he was then taken to a police station, told to remove his clothes. Again, not charged with anything. He was later released 3 hours subsequently without any charge, told to remove his clothes and threatened with their removal by scissors if he didn't. He was then subjected to a humiliating strip search while being denied use of the toilet. So he's interrogated, he's handcuffed, he's strip searched for the crime of going for a walk on a beach 2 miles from his home, when even the legislation says you can go for a walk nearby to a local beauty spot. They don't even know the rules they're enforcing, which is why 3 hours later he was released without charge. And only the fact that somebody filmed it, his wife filmed it, meant that it got some attention. So we have all this going on. We have knife crime at epidemic levels. We have the police saying they're not going to respond to burglaries, but what they will respond to is a couple going for a walk on a local beach.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
There was a poll taken a few months ago, which I mention quite often, and they asked people across the world how many people they thought had been infected with and killed by coronavirus. In the UK, people thought that 100 times more people had died from coronavirus than had actually been killed. They thought 7% of the population had died from coronavirus. We're talking about millions and millions of people. That's what they think when they see BBC, Sky News hyping these death figures every single night. But then when you look at the reality of the statistics, for example, someone did a Freedom of Information Act request in the UK, and they asked the government, who are mandated to respond. Tony Blair was very upset about that. Was his biggest regret, he said, was introducing the Freedom of Information Act request. So they asked the government, how many people have died of coronavirus, but just from coronavirus without any comorbidities? And the government came back, and this is on the ONS official government website, by the way, and they said that 10% of the official death toll of COVID, the overall death toll, only 10% of that figure had died from just COVID alone. All the other deaths involved another comorbidity. Then they say, well, flu has disappeared. Apparently, flu has just disappeared into thin air. We had an article a couple of weeks ago saying that there's basically been zero flu infections since the start of the year in winter across the entire United Kingdom. Really? No flu infections? They're just, poof, they've gone into thin air. We say, why is that? And they said, well, everyone's wearing masks. Everyone's wearing masks, and that's why the flu has disappeared. You see, lockdown works. Now, everyone started wearing masks, or a large section of the population did here in the United Kingdom, in the late summer. And in fact, masks became more ubiquitous as the summer wore on into autumn. And what did we see? We saw a second wave of coronavirus infections. So the masks stopped the flu, apparently. They didn't just stop it. They made it disappear because everyone was wearing the masks. But then coronavirus increased because everyone was wearing the masks. No, that doesn't make sense. You look at Spain, where masks were made mandatory both indoors and outdoors. The police could lock you up if you weren't wearing a mask. I saw people hiking up mountains in Spain wearing masks because they were so afraid of the police seeing them and intercepting them and arresting them. And the police in Spain are certainly a lot more scary than the police in the UK. So Spain mandated mask wearing, and in fact you see this across numerous other countries, France and Germany included. Spain mandated the mask wearing in early summer. Immediately, or almost immediately after that, coronavirus cases shot up. But the reason that flu has disappeared is because everyone's wearing a mask. Makes absolutely zero sense whatsoever. So we have people being harassed, arrested, strip searched for going for a walk on a nearby beach. We have people being asked to ID themselves, being harassed in central London for sitting on a bench. Meanwhile, this is out of Breitbart, UK knife crime hits record high under Tories as over 50,000 offences logged in 1 year. This is what I was talking about before the break. Every single weekend, Friday and Saturday night, stabbing in Croydon, stabbing in East London, 5 injured, 10 dead. It's a blip in the media because there's no police response to it, because police aren't patrolling these dangerous areas. They're patrolling central London, where the tourists would normally be, where there's the least crime out of the entire city, are barking at people for sitting on a concrete bench. Meanwhile, we're told, oh, there's no police resources. We can't respond to burglaries anymore. Knife crime in Britain has doubled in the previous 6 years, rising above 50,000 incidents in a one-year period in England and Wales for the first time in recorded history. The ONS said that in the year leading up to Boris Johnson's imposition of the first coronavirus lockdown, crimes involving a knife or a sharp weapon rose by 6%, from 47,000 to 50,000. This latest figure is more than double the 23,000 offences recorded in 2014. It's doubled since 2014 because of the absolute non-response to these incidents, because these criminals, these gang members, can just get away with it. Because they know the coppers are patrolling Tower Bridge, central London, because someone sat down to eat a friggin' sandwich. 10 people get stabbed the same night. No, we don't talk about that. The report found that 44% of the knife crimes were violent assaults and 44% were robberies. Again, the police are saying they can't respond to burglaries, which rose from 18,000 to 20,000 in the year leading up to March of 2020. Homicides rose by 7%. A bunch of other serious crimes are rising as well. But you know what's more important is this. UK police forced to respond after ad claimed being offensive is an offence. Again, this was in Merseyside, Liverpool area, which is not known for its low crime rate of actual serious crimes, stabbings, murders, etc. But Merseyside police were forced to respond after officers took part in an electronic ad campaign outside a supermarket which claimed being offensive is an offence, with authorities later clarifying that it is in fact not an offence. They literally had a giant billboard with four police officers stood next to it menacingly, telling people to report hate crime. It said being offensive is an offence. And it featured a police badge superimposed over an LGBT rainbow flag. Hashtag diversity is a strength. Said Merseyside police stand with and support the LGBTQI plus community. We will not tolerate hate crime on any level. Come and speak to Team Beb. See, they don't even know what hate crime is. A hate crime can only occur if an existing crime has been committed. So if somebody goes out and assaults somebody because they're Polish, or because they're black, or because they're gay, the assault is the crime. If they were found to have committed that assault because of their bigotry, their hatred towards those people, then it becomes a hate crime. It's not a hate crime to go on Twitter and say there are only two genders. It's a bannable offense on Twitter, but it's not a hate crime, even with the incredibly draconian, stringent provisions we have under the law in the United Kingdom. But again, this wouldn't be so shocking if we didn't have record levels of knife crime, if we didn't have, for example, this out of the BBC. Sarah Thornton, police may no longer respond to burglaries. This is from 2015, and it's still the case. The public should not expect to see a police officer after crimes such as burglary, the head of the new National Police Chiefs Council has said. So if your home's being burglarized, maybe you should accuse the burglar of bigotry or racism or homophobia. Then, and only then, the police may respond. If, of course, they're not too busy strip searching men in Wales because they went for a walk on a beach because they were a bit upset about a couple of their family members dying because they were having mental health struggles as a result of lockdown. No, apparently those are the real enemies now. They can't respond to burglaries. What they can do is fund electronic billboards to be set up outside supermarkets with four police officers stood next to them for God knows hours on end, literally telling people that something's illegal when it's not even illegal. They've just completely made it up. This is the state of the UK. These are the times for it. Don't go away.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force. Oh, man. variant, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Let's focus on a rare example of a small chink of light, a piece of good news here. Headline, Harvard-Harris poll, Americans more concerned over summer violence than January 6th riot. Yes, despite the last, 2 months almost now of media hysteria and propaganda over the January 6th riot, which, by the way, they're still saying to this day, the police officer who was killed during that siege, whatever you want to call it, they don't know how he died. The media misreported that he was whacked on the head with a fire extinguisher. There were reports that he was tear gassed. He later died of a stroke. No actual final definition, no confirmation of exactly how he died. 4 Trump supporters died as well. Of course, Ashley Babbitt shot in the neck. The other 3, we basically don't even know their names, don't know how they died, no one cares about them. The media says they're all domestic terrorists anyway, so who cares, right? But it hasn't worked, because a new Harvard-Harris poll has found that Americans are more concerned over the violence that happened last summer in the aftermath of the death of George Floyd than the Capitol riot on January 6th. And by the way, very hard to find the death toll for the BLM Antifa riots that took place for months and months and months from the end of May right up until throughout the rest of the year. Wikipedia used to have a section in their George Floyd peaceful protest page, which went through the individual cases of who had died during those riots. Now, when I looked at it months and months ago, probably in July, it said 28 people had died as a result of these riots. Now it's barely even mentioned. It's mentioned once on the sidebar. It says 19. That number appears to be decreasing every time you check it. And then it says they only count the deaths up until June the 8th. The protests only started at the end of May. So they're only counting basically less than 2 weeks from when the protests, the riots began. As we know, they went on for months and months and months. The guy who was shot point blank in Portland, the Trump supporter, died after June the 8th, so they're not counting him. So again, it's very hard to find these stats, but even by their own numbers, 19 people died during those riots, bare minimum. It's probably three times that at least. Five people tragically died on January 6th. The media has, of course, relentlessly tried to instill a moral panic over this. They're still talking about it to this day. Turns out that Americans don't agree with them. Although the media has consistently tried to fan the flames of hysteria over the Capitol breach, the survey reveals, and again, this is Harvard-Harris, this is a major polling firm, an establishment polling firm, reveals that Americans are more unsettled about the months-long riots across major cities that were responsible for at least 19 deaths, probably way more. So people in this survey were asked, quote, which do you find more concerning, the violence in American cities during the summer, the riots at the Capitol on January 6th, 55% of respondents said they were more perturbed by violence in the cities compared to 45% who said the January 6th riot. And I'm surprised the numbers aren't even higher, given how we know they manipulate these polls. But then they were asked, was the riot of January 6th being used by politicians to suppress legitimate political movements, or do you think there is no such suppression of legitimate movements? 64%, that's almost two-thirds, of Americans said yes, they're exploiting the January 6th incident to suppress, delegitimize legitimate political movements, and only 36% said no. And obviously, as you've seen with these polls in the past, they always try to weigh them, try to skew them with 10% more Democrats. But even with that factored in, which is presumably what they're using in this poll because they use it in all the others, 64% to 36%. 71% polled said they thought Antifa, which was involved in much of the violent rioting, even though it doesn't exist according to the media, it's just an idea, was a domestic terrorist group, while 29% said it wasn't. So more than two-thirds of Americans think Antifa is a domestic terrorist group, while the mainstream media says it literally doesn't exist. This compares to 66% who think the Proud Boys are a domestic terrorist group and 36% who don't. Now, of course, the George Floyd riots, described as mostly peaceful by CNN and others while they were literally standing in front of burning buildings that later collapsed, caused $1.2 billion in property damage and led to 14,000 arrests. And as I point out in this article, the 19 death toll is almost certainly far higher. So that is a white pill. I mean, it's pretty much a gimme in golfing terms. But the clear majority of Americans have not bought the mainstream media's line on these riots being peaceful protests and that them being far less of a concern than the January 6th breach. They think the opposite. And again, we've got this whole moral panic at the moment over domestic terrorism, which again is flagrantly being used as another excuse to ban people, deplatform them, take away their bank accounts, put them in prison. Five people died of domestic terrorism in 2020. which according to studies means you've been 10 times more likely to die from a lightning strike. But according to the media, domestic terrorism remains the biggest threat. Meanwhile, on the subject of the riots, fashion brand that vehemently supported Black Lives Matter faces slave labor scandal. It's another giant transnational corporation that so vehemently virtue signaled over George Floyd, over Black Lives Matter throughout the entire summer. They posted the black square. Oh my God, they must be such a moral woke organization, literally running slave labor rings in the United Kingdom. So woke. This is fashion brand Boohoo, which is one of these clothing manufacturers that makes all their clothing in areas of the world where, let's say, employment regulations and standards aren't too high. But this wasn't even a story about slave labor in the third world, in China, in Indonesia, places like that. This was in the United Kingdom where they were running this slave labor. U.S. Customs and Border Protection have seen enough evidence to launch an investigation into the company after a campaign group exposed how Boohoo is not doing enough to stop forced labor in the Leicester factories which make many of its clothes. By the way, Leicester is a very, let's say, diverse city here in the United Kingdom. A lot of minority workers on not just minimum wage, but below minimum wage, it turns out. Literally enforcing slave labor, no employment protections, paying them illegally low wages. And these people are mostly going to be Asian, they're going to be black. Oh, but they posted the black square. They tweeted the black square while literally running slave labor rings comprised of black and brown people. But they posted the black square. That's obviously more important, right? So the evidence of Boohoo and forced labor is quite compelling. This is according to the founder of Liberty Shared. I think it will be a wake-up call for British institutions about how they're handling modern slavery and enforced labor, particularly in a community like Leicester East. Again, very diverse. But what's more important than calling out giant, rapacious transnational corporations for literally enslaving black and brown people? It's middle-class white people in cities like Bristol pulling down 200-year-old statues. That's more important. A report last year by lawyer Alison Levitt QC found that the allegations against the company, which centered around illegally low wages and poor working conditions, were substantially true. Employees were also made to work through lockdown, potentially exposing them to COVID-19. So we have this entire narrative in the UK, and you've seen it in the US as well, where they say BAME people, black people, brown people, are more susceptible to catching COVID-19 and dying from it. Well, this company made their employees work at illegally below minimum wage levels throughout the entire lockdown in flagrant violation of the very same government policies that the left upholds as sanctimonious, as descended from God himself, basically. So while they were doing that, while they were exposing black and brown people to COVID, paying them illegally low wages in poor working conditions, they were simultaneously hosting the Black Square to show their support for BLM. And as you know, that's all.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, we see the increasing purge of actual feminists with principles who say that men shouldn't impose on women's spaces, men shouldn't impose on women's sports, particularly. We had the absurd Twitch Womanix scandal yesterday, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. But this was the subject of Candace Owens' discussion with Tucker Carlson last night. We're going to go to this video now. Headline, video, Candace Owens slams Dems' unbelievably offensive Equality Act. This was Candace with Tucker last night. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
Donald Trump spoke at CPAC in Florida yesterday. All of the coverage, particularly on social media, was about the politics of it. Will he run again? Ignored were some of the details in his speech, and it's not hard to see why. At one point, Trump did what almost no conservatives were willing to do in public. He pointed out that Democrats are pushing a terrifying agenda that eliminates women. Watch.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. Young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. If this does not change, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end.
That's true. And it's not just women's sports. It's women as a group. Can women be said to exist in any meaningful biological way after this? That's a real question. But on sports, Biden has signed an executive order that forces women to compete in sports against biological men. Then the House just passed the Equality Act, which redefines gender all over the federal government. In effect, makes it disappear. There's no such thing as biological gender. Candace Owens is the author of Blackout. She's thought a lot about this topic. She joins us tonight. Candace Owens, great to have you on tonight. Thank you. So what effect will this have? And you are a woman. You're married. You just had a baby. In the wake of this, can anyone really say, I'm a woman, I'm a man? Do those terms have meaning anymore?
You will be called a bigot, as I have been called a bigot, a hateful individual, a transphobe. You know, the left just likes to use all of these pejoratives when you are speaking common sense. And I find this to be unbelievably offensive, the idea that there are no differences between men and women, especially, as you just mentioned, me being someone that just gave birth 6 weeks ago. The idea that there is nothing that makes me special, nothing that makes me different from a man that stands up and says, I now identify as a woman, it's quite frankly insulting. And take a look at this. Just honestly, just think about this for a second to really paint a picture of what the left is trying to do. What they're saying right now that is that LeBron James, when he was in high school and was drafted to the NBA, LeBron James and all his physical prowess should have been allowed to, in high school, say, I no longer identify as a man, I identify as a woman, and he should have been allowed to compete with every woman in any other competition, and that would have been deemed equal. That would have been deemed an exercise in achieving equality. We know that that is anything but, and this is the problem with the left, Tucker. It's so serious. They do not understand what equality is. They don't know what equality it means. They think it's sameness. They think we just need to make everybody a carbon copy of the other person. Nobody can have any differences. They hate the idea of male, female, girl, boy, because that means that there are some differences between all of us, and there is. You know, and what conservatives fight for is we want to make sure people have equal opportunities, but we acknowledge that there are real biological realities that cannot be ignored.
Well, I mean, and once you pretend they don't exist, then, I mean, it kind of changes what people feel about men and women, right? I mean, one of the reasons that men revere women is they perpetuate the species. They breastfeed. They give birth. I know we're supposed to think that's not a big thing. It's the only thing. It's the greatest thing. And so all of a sudden, if we're claiming that men can breastfeed and men can give birth, then, like, what's special about women exactly? Seriously.
Nothing. They're saying nothing is special about women. And by the way, you just said breastfeeding. I don't know if you received the update last week, Tucker, but that's now offensive. You have to say chest feeding because breastfeeding is non-exclusive enough. And here's actually what I find to be really funny, right? They go on about calling us transphobic, but think about somebody like Rachel Dolezal. The left completely were so angry about her because she is, for lack of a better term, transracial, right? She is a biological white female who woke up one day and decided that she was going to be black until she was discovered. Well, imagine if, like, Rachel Dolezal signed up and started taking opportunities away from black people for, you know, black academic success, black scholarships. Wouldn't the left absolutely implode if Rachel Dolezal was given a scholarship because she thought she was black? She woke up one day and decided to be black? Why can't they have the same standards for women? Why are they allowing them to erase women? You know, they told us that we should fear Donald Trump and the Trump administration, right? Because women, it was going to be so dangerous if Trump got into office. Well, look at what Joe Biden did just a couple of weeks in office. That is where the real concern lies.
I mean, this is so obviously late empire insanity that future generations will mock, obviously. They won't even believe, but it happened. And it only exists because the rest of us tolerate it, and you don't. And I'm grateful to you for being as honest as you are. Just congratulations on your son.
Thank you
so
much.
The most important thing. Candace Owens, great to see you.
There we have it, and in fact, in relation to that, there was a survey by Gallup last week, and the journalist Glenn Greenwald, who is gay, by the way, was absolutely savaged by the same kind of woke mob that tries to take down J.K. Rowling on a daily basis for saying that women should have their own spaces, basically. Apparently that's now bigoted and offensive. Headline, Glenn Greenwald called transphobic for commenting on results of Gallup LGBT survey. And he was called transphobic for pointing out that although a new Gallup survey shows a surge in the number of Americans identifying as LGBT, almost all of the increase comes from those identifying as trans or bi, not gay or lesbian. I wonder why that is. I wonder why I've got a half cousin who was called Louise, and then she went to university and now calls herself Louie. I wonder if university had anything to do with it. The poll found that 1 in 6 people under the age of 23, 1 in 6, now say they are something other than heterosexual. Gee, I wonder why they say that. Is it because they want to make themselves sound and look unique, given that this is the cultural cachet that they're rewarded with in our sanctified modern culture? It says 5.6% of Americans now identify as LGBTQ, up from 4.5% in 2017. So that figure has gone up by more than a percentage point in just 4 years. Is that people being born trans or bi, or is it them adopting that identification because they think it's trendy, because they think it's cool? Are they born that way, or are they trenders? Gee, I wonder. Amongst Generation Z, born between 1997 and 2002, 11.5% say they are bisexual, while 1.8% claim to be transgender. Only 1.8% of Gen X say they are bisexual, while 0.2% identify as transgender. So Greenwald pointed out on Twitter that, quote, almost all of the increase comes from those identifying as bi or trans, not gay or lesbian. He went on to highlight how of Americans now claiming bi identity, the vast majority of them are in long-term relationships and opposite sex relationships. So they say they're bisexual, yet are in long-term heterosexual relationships. Gee, I wonder if they're just claiming to be bisexual because they think that makes them sound trendy. The writer said one explanation for this was that masculine girls are now encouraged to identify as trans, causing a decrease in the lesbian population. He then cited an article which explored whether the disappearance of lesbian culture is due to the encouragement which masculine girls receive, including from the assistant health secretary now in the Biden administration, of course, from the society, therapists, healthcare workers, etc., to identify as trans, not as lesbian women. And for that, he was absolutely savaged on Twitter by this woke mob that now claims men can give birth. Meanwhile, Amnesty strips Russian dissident of prisoner of conscience status after he was accused of being racist 15 years ago. This was Alexei Navalny, who was actually quite celebrated by the left, by the deep state, because he's an opponent of Vladimir Putin. He's been persecuted by the Kremlin for organizing anti-Putin protests. But that was not enough for Mr. Navalny, who is currently rotting in a Russian jail, because 15 years ago, he made some pretty offensive comments about immigrants. The woke mob got a hold of these 15-year-old comments and denounced him as a bigot, as a racist. So now the guy, the most prominent guy who is fighting against the Putin regime, which we're told is so dangerous and is going to take over and rule the world, you'd expect him to be a deep state leftist darling, wouldn't you? Well, no more, because they pressured Amnesty International into removing his prisoner of conscience label because he made these comments 15 years ago. So you can serve the deep state, but if you made offensive comments 15 years ago, you are cancelled for good. That's going to wrap it up. War Room coming up next. Summit.news.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.